Solomon had finished building the temple of the Lord in the royal palace and had achieved all he had desired to do, the Lord appeared to him a second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. The Lord said to him, I have heard the prayer and plea you have made before me. I have consecrated this temple which you have built by putting my name there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. As for you, if you walk before me in integrity of heart and uprightness, as David your father did, and do all I command and observe my decrees and laws, I will establish your royal throne over Israel forever, as I promised David your father when I said, you shall never fail to have a man on the throne of Israel. But if you or your sons turn away from me and do not observe the commands and decrees I have given you, and go off to serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel from the land I have given them, and I will reject this temple I have consecrated for my name. Israel will then become a byword and an object of ridicule among all peoples. And though this temple is now imposing, all who pass by will be appalled and will scoff and say, why has the Lord done such a thing to this land and to this temple? People will answer, because they have forsaken the Lord their God, who brought their fathers out of Egypt and have embraced other gods, worshiping and serving them. That is why the Lord brought all this disaster on them.
列王记上第九章第一节到第九节，所罗门建造耶和华殿和王宫，并一切所愿意建造的都完毕了。耶和华就二次向所罗门显现，如先前在基甸向他显现一样，对他说：“你向我所祷告祈求的，我都应允了。我已将你所建的这殿分别为圣，使我的名永远在其中。”我的眼我的心也必藏在那里。你若效法你父大卫存诚实正直的心，行在我面前，遵行我一切所吩咐你的，遵守我的律例典章，我就必坚固你的国位在以色列中直到永远。正如我应许你父大卫说，你的子孙必不断人坐在以色列的国位。倘若你们和你们的子孙转去不跟从我，不守我指示你们的诫命律例，去侍奉敬拜别神，我就必将以色列人从我赐给他们的地上剪除，并且我为己名所分别为圣的殿也必舍弃不顾。以色列人在万民中做笑谈，被讥诮，这殿虽然甚高，将来经过的人必惊讶嗤笑说，耶和华为何向这地和这殿如此行呢？人必回答说，是因此地的人离弃领他们列祖出埃及地至耶和华他们的上帝，去亲近别神，侍奉敬拜他，所以耶和华使这一切灾祸临到他们。
May God bless the reading of his word.
愿主祝福这个我们的经文。
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, dear brothers and sisters.
感谢神保守我们在2010年的第一个星期天可以平安的来敬拜他。
We thank the Lord for bringing us here in the beginning of the new year.
我们看得远一点呢，这个礼拜天也是21世纪第二个十年的第一个礼拜天。
As we look further, today, this Sunday, is actually the second Sunday of a new millennium.
在这个时空转换的时候，我们常常会回顾过去，策立将来。
As the time goes by, we will reflect what's going on and also seeing what the future brings us.
特别在新的年度，我们会有一些新的希望或者是计划。
Especially in the new year, it brings us new hope and new plans.
有的人也许计划今年要买一个房子。
Some people may think of buying a new house.
也许情侣计划今年要结婚。
Or maybe for those who have engaged, they are going to get married.
我们年轻的弟兄姐妹或者计划今年要早睡早起。
Maybe for the younger people, we want to sleep early and get up early.
因为根据最近哥伦比亚大学医学院的报道，如果你晚睡的话，你就可能会得忧郁症或者是长不高。
Maybe according to a recent survey that if you do not sleep well, you may not be able to grow as tall as you want to be, or being healthy, or may even get depression.
或者呢，我们年轻的弟兄姐妹下定决心， 今年要好好的用功读书。
Or maybe for the students among us, they want to make up their mind and study hard this year.
但是除了对我们的生活有新年的新计划以外
，But aside from the plans we have for our life,
我不知道在我们与神的关系上面，我们有没有新年的新希望。
I wonder if we have plans to walk closer with God this year.
在城区事工里面，我们决定今年要推动这个圣经速读计划。
In our COM ministry, this year we want to have the plan to study the Bible.
结果有60个弟兄姐妹或慕道友，他们决定今年呢，一年或半年要读完一遍圣经。
60 brothers and sisters and friends signed up that they would like to finish reading the Bible one time.Or twice this year.
所以呢，这是他们的属灵的新年新希望。
This is their plan for the new year, their spiritual plan.
我们有没有在属灵上的新年新希望呢
？But how about us?
或者他根本被我们漏掉了
？Or maybe we just haven't thought about it.
那么教会呢？我们的教会在2010年有没有什么新年的新目标
？And what about our church? What is our plan for this new year?
最近我在读所罗门列王记上列王记下的时候
Recently, as I've been reading First and Second Kings
我读到所罗门建殿的时候内心有一些感触
I have some reflections on how Solomon was thinking about when he was building God's temple
因此想在这个地方和大家一起来查考
So I would like to share with each other
看看以色列人建圣殿的历史给我们什么醒思
So what kind of lessons we learn from the Israelites in building the temple?
其实以色列人圣殿的建造不是从所罗门开始的。
Actually, for the Israelites, their thinking of building the temple did not start from Solomon.
是由他的父亲大卫开始计划的。
It was really from his father, King David.
当时有会幕安放约柜跟有关的器物。
At that time, the tabernacle was in the tent.
有会幕作为敬拜神的所在
And the tabernacle was where they worshipped the God
但是大卫定义建殿的原因在于他的不安
But David decided that he wanted to build a temple for God because he was restless
因为他自己住的地方比会幕更好他感到不安
Because where he lived in the palace he felt like he was living better than what God was
这个动机呢出于他对神的爱
The motivation came from his love for God.
当然是因为他深刻的感受跟经历到神的爱跟恩典。
Because of course he received God's love and he felt that it was motivated to do so.
当大卫有这个心意之后呢，神透过先知拿单回应大卫的心意。
So when King David had that feeling or that thought, he was talking to the prophet Nathan.
如果你看撒母耳记下七章的回应，你可以看到。神允许以色列人建殿，不是为了人，不是为了神自己，而是为了人。
If you read Second Samuel chapter 7, you see that God built the temple not for himself, but it is really for his people.
不是因为神自己有这个需要。
It's not because the needs for God.
不是因为他真正的住在圣殿里面。
It's not that he really he lives in the building itself.
神的同在是充满于天地之间的。
God's presence is everywhere.
神住在我们每个人的心里。
God lives in the hearts of everyone.
不是住在一个有形的建筑物。
It's not living in a structure.
你看到后来所罗门在建殿之后的祷告的时候也是这样提到。
And you can see that from the prayer that Solomon prayed.
一个有形的建筑物不能够限制神的。
A physical building cannot restrict God.
相反的，建殿是为了满足大卫爱神的表现。
In the contrary, it reflects what King David's love for God is.
好像我们当中做父母的，我们的孩子在我们生日的时候。
It's like for us parents, in celebrating our children's birthdays.
我们的孩子在我们生日的时候我们孩子很好心的要做一餐饭给我们吃
On our birthdays our children wanted to celebrate for us make a nice meal for us
你可能知道 那一餐饭不是真的 nice meal
Maybe you may think that it doesn't taste as good
可能调味掌握不够好。
Or maybe the ingredients weren't mixed as nicely.
鸡烤得太生或烤得太老。
Or maybe the chicken was baked a little too much.
或者厨房搞得一塌糊涂。
Or they made a big mess in the kitchen.
但是你会欣然地把那餐饭吃下去。
But you know that you would love to enjoy that meal.
因为这是孩子的爱心。
Because it was out of love that they made that meal.
圣殿的建构不是为了人，不是为了神，是为了人。
The building of the temple is not for God, but it's really for his people.
还有有了圣殿之后，以色列人的敬拜有一个更核心的所在。
With the building, then the Israelites were able to worship God in a more concrete way.
让他们可以更容易的敬拜神。
So they can worship God easily.
但是这并不保证他们一定专一的跟从神。
But it doesn't guarantee that they will follow God with one heart.
因为有了圣殿，后来他们还是离弃了神。
Because you know, after the building of the temple, they turned against God.
此外，当所罗门建好圣殿要献殿的时候，
When Solomon built the temple and consecrated the building to God,
他有祷告，然后神对他的祷告有回应。
He prayed, and God had a response for his prayer.
从我们所念的经文里面，我们清楚地看出来。
From the passage that we read just now,
神最在意的不是圣殿的外在够不够美丽。
What God cares the most is not how magnificent the building is.
不是圣殿的外在够不够宏伟。
It's how grand it is.
装饰漂不漂亮。
And how much the decor, how nicely it is.
而是在其中敬拜的人专一敬拜神的心。
But what matters to God the most is the hearts of the people who worship him.
因此神没有说，如果你没有定时粉刷圣殿的墙壁。
So God did not say, if you do not, according to time, to the timetable to paint the temple,
如果你没有常常打扫地面,
if you do not clean the temple regularly,
如果牛,献祭的牛和羊不够肥,
if the cows and, were not fattened enough,
那么我要把你们从这个地上剪除,
then I'll drive you out from this land.
神说的是,如果你没有确实遵行神的法则,
what God says is that if you do not follow me with one heart,
如果你没有专一的信靠神,
if you do not trust me,
你没有专一的跟随神,讨神的喜悦,
if you do not follow my will,
那么我要把你从这个地上剪除,
then I will drive you out from this land.
前面说的圣殿的宏伟装饰跟献祭不是不重要。
It's not that it is not a matter how magnificent the temple is. It's not that it's not important.
但神最看重的是人向着他的心。
But what God cares the most is our heart toward him.
十年前台湾有一个921大地震。
10 years ago, there was a big earthquake in September 21st.
在台湾中部有无数的人 都埋在地震的瓦砾当中生死不明。
In Taiwan, in the middle part, so many died, we didn't even know what their future was.
许多的人无家可归。
So many homeless people.
在那个时候，所以台湾所有的宗教，不管我们同不同意他们的宗教信仰，他们都投入无数的财力跟物力来救灾。
Regardless if we agree with their beliefs, but many religious organizations pull themselves together.
只有一个佛教的宗派反其道而行。
There is only one Buddhist organization. They did not agree with the actions.
他们在那个时候花了上千几千万的美金，在那个灾区的旁边盖了一个美轮美奂的寺庙。
Near where the crisis was, the earthquake was, they built a magnificent temple that cost millions and thousands of dollars.
因此，他们就引起了台湾各界的批评。
So a lot of people criticized them. For their action.
所以就有人要去听听这个团体的负责人怎么说。
So someone wanted to listen to what the person responsible for this.
这个老禅师要 justify 他的盖这个殿 的理由。
And what is the reason for this Buddhist priest? What was his motivation?
他说寺庙美丽就会让人心美丽。
He said, well, if the building is beautiful and magnificent, then your heart will turn to be magnificent too.
我不知道这是不是所有佛教徒的想法。
I don't know if this is the the faith or what the Buddhist believers believe in.
我可以确定的是, 神的心意跟这个想法刚好相反。
But I know for sure this is not what God, this is actually to the contrary of what God likes.
基督教的信仰跟这个想法刚好相反。
What the Christians believe in, a complete opposite of what the Buddhist, or this particular Buddhist priest believes in.
基督教的想法是人的心美。
To the Christians, if our heart is beautiful, then our building will be beautiful.
人的心美合神心意，当神的荣耀被高举的时候，自然就会吸引人来追寻神。If
our heart turns to God with a one heart, then people will be attracted to God.
所以这是神对以色列人的心意。
And this is the will and the plan that God has for the Israelites.
当然，这当中你看到的是神透过所罗门王对以色列人的警告。
Of course, you know that this is the warning that through King Solomon, that's the warning that God has for His people.
所以神对所罗门所说的话，在以色列的历史当中应验了。
So that was being fulfilled when what God has told the Israelites.
当以色列人离弃神去拜别的神道的时候。
When the Israelites left, turned against God and worshiped other kings and God,
到一个地步，以西结书里面说，神的灵离开了他的圣殿。
To a point that the prophet Ezekiel said that God's spirit left them.
你看以西结书里面有一个非常生动的表达。
And you saw, you can see that in the book of Ezekiel, there was a very, it depicts a very lively description.
你看到神怎么离开圣殿，把这个圣殿放弃了。
You can see that how God left the temple and forsaken the temple.
然后把他的子民放在一个严厉受管教的状况。
And he put his people in a very strictly disciplined environment.
神甚至愿意让他自己被外邦人谈笑，而不愿意违反他自己的法则。
God was even willing to be scoffed by the foreigners, and he would not want to turn his will against his own will.
在新约当中的我们。
In the New Testament, we
在以弗所书里面说，教会被称为神的殿。
In the book of Ephesians, that the church is the temple of God.
在哥林多前书里面说，基督徒被称为神的殿。
In the book of 1 Corinthians, that the temple, that our heart is where the temple God lives in.
所以我们看到的是，教会不是指一个所在，不是指一个建筑。
So we can see that the church is not a building, merely a building.
教会是一群人，是一个有机体。The
church is an organism, is a group of people together.
因此建筑物不是不重要。It's
not that the building is not important.
有建筑物当然可以让我们有地方可以聚会。With
a building, a physical building, we can come together to worship God.
不像我们在城区借用别人地方的时候，有时候就会很多不方便的地方的时候。Unlike
the COM, sometimes it's inconvenient if we rent other people's properties.
但是建筑物的存在是为了人的需要。But
the existence of the building is really because of it based on our needs.
更确切的说，是为了要让人在这能够真正的荣耀神跟高举神。More
importantly, it is through the building that we can worship God and glorify Him.
从这个角度来看，在考虑教会的建造时。So
as we contemplate on the existence of the church, the building of the church,
建筑的建造当然重要。
It's important that we have a physical building.
可是教会中人的建造更是需要的。But
it is more important to build the people.
外在有形的建造固然重要。It
is important to see the external properties of the church.
内在灵性的建造更是重要的。But
it is more important to build up our inner self, our inner spiritual life.
因此在新的年度里面，我们怎么样来追求个人灵命的建造呢？
So in this new year, how do we pursue our holy life?
我们整个教会怎么样来追求灵性的建造呢？
As a church together, how can we build each other up in a spiritual walk?
当然，这个不是我个人有资格在这个地方说什么的。
It's not that I'm very qualified to say something.
但是在列王记下里面，我们看到了神的心意。
But we see that in 2 Kings, we see what God wills.
那里告诉我们说，神要我们专心跟从他。
God wants us to follow him with one heart.
我们要遵循他的旨意,
to obey his will.
专一地敬拜他,
to follow him with one spirit.
如果我们是这样, 神的恩典跟祝福必满满地临到我,
if we follow this way, then God's blessing will be on us.
如果我们不是这样子, 神甚至会按他的旨意离弃按他名所设立的殿。
If we do otherwise, then God's will leave us.
让我们认真寻求更深刻的认识神。
Help us to pursue with God to really know him clearly.
让我们专一地持守真理之道。
To follow his truth.
我在苏格兰的时候, Glasgow有一个教会。
When I was in Glasgow, there is a church.
100多年前, 每一个礼拜天早上, 人排队进教堂崇拜。
Over 100 years ago, there were more than 100 people lining up every Sunday, coming to worship.
后来呢, 他们走了自由主义的路线。
Later on, they turned to liberalism.
教会渐渐地衰退。
The church weakened.
到了一个地步, 这个建筑物卖了。
To a point that the building was sold.
变成一个pub。
It became a pub.
每个礼拜五晚上无数的人排队进去那个pub。
Many people came to the pub on every Friday for a drink.
让我们竭力地追求遵行神的律法和教导。
Let us strive on to follow God's will and his commands.
不要向这个世界妥协。
Don't compromise with this world.
在美国有一个大的宗派。
In the US, there's a big denomination.
他们在伦理的教导上不断地向这个世界上的伦理标准妥协。
They keep compromising to the morals of this world.
他们以为这样可以贴近社会，吸引更多的人来教会。
By doing so, they think that they can attract more people to come.
实际的状况是教会的人越来越少。
But in reality, the attendance drops.
第三个，让我们专一地敬拜神。
Let us follow God closely.
不要让其他的事物成为我们的偶像。
Don't let other material things to be our idols.
取代了神在我们生命当中的地位。
And to replace God in our heart.
年轻的时候我唱过一首诗歌。
When I was younger, I sang a hymn.
这首诗歌的歌名叫做每一日。
This hymn says day by day.
这首歌词说, 每一日我主, 我恳求三件事。
Day by day, I ask my God three things.
更深刻认识你。
To see you more clearly.
更虔诚敬爱你。
To love you more dearly.
更紧紧地跟随你。
To follow you more nearly.
愿这个祷告, 这首诗歌, 成为我们今年每一个人的心愿。
May this prayer be our prayer for this coming year.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主, 我们求你的圣灵帮助我们。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will help us.
赐给我们力量。
Give us strength.
让我们在新的年度里面。
So that in this new year,
我们一天比一天更加地认识你。
That we will know you more day by day.
我们一天比一天更加地爱你。
To love you more day by day.
让我们一天比一天更紧紧地跟随你。
And to follow you more closely day by day.
这样祷告靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.